This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
How bored are you? Having nothing to do or doing the same task again and again can certainly be demotivating. And if boredom persists, you can lose your lust for life, and it can even affect your mental health. But does being bored have to be boring? A lack of stimulation can lead to boredom. This is when we start to yawn and our mind wanders. It can happen at home or at school, but it's at work where some experts think being chronically bored can have damaging consequences. This situation has been termed bore out and is the opposite of burnout. Writing for BBC Work Life, Brian Lufkin says, "This happens when we are bored by our work to the point that we feel it is totally meaningless. Our job seems pointless, our tasks devoid of value. It can be caused by working in a demoralising physical environment or feeling under-challenged. Studies show depression from bore-out can affect workers outside the office and lead to physical ailments from insomnia to headaches." But Brian adds that being able to identify it in us is critical for tackling it. When it becomes mind-numbing and extreme, some people joke about dying of boredom. According to Louis Villazon, writing for the Science Focus website, boredom is just a state of mind which won't kill you, though it can depress the immune system in some people. He says, "The greatest risk from boredom stems from the things you do to combat it. People who are easily bored are more likely to engage in dangerous sports, for example." But some experts say boredom is a natural thing and it should be seen in a more positive light. If we see it as an opportunity, it could ignite our creativity. And if our boredom is at work, it could force us to engage with mentors, career counsellors, or even our bosses. And Lotta Harju from EM Lyon Business School told the BBC, "Bore out can mark a transition into something else, a different career entirely, or a different role in the organisation. If people only take its cue."
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.